Listen with me for the word of God. Then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priest, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all of this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Back a few years ago, Manya's mom was not feeling well. She felt so badly she didn't even want to go to the doctor. Have you ever felt that bad? You just didn't even want to get up and go out? And her faithful husband, Charlie, was willing to go get her some medicine to help her better. But they kicked it up a notch. She said, "Won't you go to the doctor and act like you're sick so you can get some medicine for me?" Well, that's what he did. He told about symptoms, laid all of her symptoms out, how bad he was feeling, how bad his throat was sore, the cough was, and all that. And as he was going through all these symptoms, the doctor was shaking his head, taking notes, and said, "Charlie, yeah, this is some bad stuff. I'm hearing it's going around. I think the best thing we need to do is give you a shot." And Charlie took a shot for Martha. She didn't get any better, but he did, right? Now, friends, that's love. And that's sacrifice, isn't it? Taking a shot for somebody else when you don't even need it. You know our scripture today. We hear these words that have been often quoted in our faith near the end of our text. As Jesus gathered his disciples, our scripture says, with friends of the faith, he said, "Anyone that wants to be my disciples, be my friends, anyone that wants to follow after me needs to take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to gain their life will lose it, and those who are willing to lose their life will gain it." You know, I want to be real transparent today as we think about that text, that call of Jesus. I can get the sacrifice stuff when it benefits me. Let's just be real today. I can understand the trade-off of sacrifice when it's ultimately going to circle back around to my benefit. Even this text today, that commission of Jesus, I can even, Vince, in some ways make sense of that, because he says, if you'll take up your cross, you're going to sacrifice. But in losing portions of your life, you're going to gain life. That makes sense, doesn't it? Those of us who exercise, I saw my friend Steve Blair yesterday, a dentist in Corinth, friend of mine and Noah's and Manya's and Luke's. Steve and I went on a mission trip with Noah back several years ago, and he's a dentist. Steve said, tell Noah he needs to get him a good chiropractor. He was in there working out. And he said, I'm working out to expand my career. I'm working out to help my aching back from bending over all day working on patients. His point he was trying to make is, I'm willing to sacrifice, to sweat, to give up time on Saturday. Why? Because ultimately, it was going to benefit Steve. We can even get it. We can understand. I'm going to sacrifice that extra piece of chocolate cake if it doesn't make me feel so badly. Ugly is for me. And friends, I do believe this about our faith. You all have heard me preach this message, this point, in various settings before. I truly believe that the call Jesus places upon us to take up our cross bitten, or in other words, to live beyond ourselves for others, for the greater good, for our family, I truly do believe that that is where we find our best life in this world. I actually believe this stuff I preach. I believe there is life in giving up of self. And I believe ultimately that we benefit when we live beyond ourselves. Here's where I can't go, John. Here's what I can't rationalize or understand. Why would anybody sacrifice when there's nothing in it for them? Peter had a similar question. In our text today, it says that Peter was so angry when Jesus started talking about sacrifice that he said, you know, you've lost the importance of what the Messiah is about. Peter's vision, friends, was that the Messiah, as it was in the first century world, as it was of our people of the Jewish tradition, they believed the Messiah would come and set his kingdom on earth, kick Rome out, and Peter and the disciples and all those would reign victoriously on earth. Peter understood there was something in it for him. For his family, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? Wanting restoration of their homeland. Wanting a victorious reign by the Son of God on earth. That's what Peter's vision of the new creation was to be. And Jesus said, you've got it wrong. My kingdom is not of this world. I'm going to be rejected. I'm going to suffer. I'm going to ultimately be crucified, and my life will be conquered so that you may have life, love, and joy forever. See, Peter couldn't go there. And neither can I conceive of a love like that. I can sacrifice for my family. Give up for those I care about. For the greater good of the organization or the team. Whatever the commitment of sacrifice, when it's going to bless ultimately me and we, I can get it. But our Savior, He took on a sacrifice in which he had nothing to gain. He emptied himself. He gave up his earthly reign, his earthly accolades, his earthly power and praise for you and for me. Don't understand a love like that. I'm troubled by a word in our text today too. The word where Jesus begins in this writing where Mark tells this story. He says, the Son of Man will be rejected. Rejected. That's a word we know something about in our culture. You know, it's hard for us to relate to these words of suffering and dying and sacrifice. So let's bring it down a notch and just think in a practical sense what our Savior gave up in His life on earth. He was willing to be rejected so that we could be claimed forever. I don't like rejection. It can be embarrassing. It can be painful. In our text, as Jesus claimed it, that those in power, the bosses, the chief priests, the scribes, were going to reject Him, saying, you're not good enough. You're not the hope of our victory. We reject you as being worthy to lead our faith. In this world, we know about rejection. I don't know about you, but for me, it's comforting to hear that the Savior of all creation, the one who is willing to suffer and sacrifice, not for His benefit, Elizabeth, but only for ours, not only embraced the cross of Calvary, but He also suffered shame, rejection, denial, just as we face. Friends, there's nothing we'll go through in our life that our Lord and His Father in heaven hasn't also known. Our life is filled with disappointment, rejection, brokenness, and yes, suffering. But friends, we have a Savior who came into this world, and in spite of He not gaining anything, took on a sacrifice that we may have life. You know, I think of the story of Mr. Fred Smith. A story I tell in a book of the history of the People's Bank, where when Mr. Smith, during the Great Depression, saw banks all over the country closing, shutting down their doors, Mr. Smith walked around the square of the Tippah County and Ripley Commerce Center and told every one of his customers, don't take your money from the bank. If you stand with us, I'll stand with you. You'll never lose a dime. Mr. Smith would later tell people that was the most foolish business decision he ever made in his life. He sacrificed for his community, and he had nothing to gain. Friends, in a far greater way, this season of Lent is a reminder, a proclamation for us, for all creation to hear that Jesus the Christ came down from heaven, gave up His earthly reign, embraced rejection from the world around us, suffered on Calvary's cross so that you may have love, life, and joy forever. Amen. Thank you.
pray with me.